It's the biggest company ever at the Sitka Fine Arts Camp with 52 performers on stage. The musical theater program builds a full-length musical from the ground up in 2 weeks, and in its history, this is the most modern musical they've performed, and the cast is mostly female. One of those young women is Bronwyn Embry. She's the understudy for the musical's main character, Elle Woods, and also plays the store manager alongside a clerk named Courtney in a famous scene from the film.
There's this clerk who comes in and she tries to deceive Elle and gives her this dress, and it's a really old dress, and she tells this big fat lie that it's just came in.
It's exciting when
you see this one? We just got it in yesterday.
Oh, is this low viscosity rayon?
Yes, of course.
With a half loop top stitching on the hem?
Absolutely, it's one of a kind.
It's impossible to use a half loop top stitching on low viscosity rayon. It would snag the fabric.
And I come on stage and I bring her this beautiful dress and I say one of the most popular lines from the show that has become many a YouTube video, Courtney, take your break, and it'll probably get a couple of laughs, which I'm excited about.
It's the first time the audience sees there's more to Elle Woods than meets the eye. The film has achieved something between mainstream classic and cult status. Elle Woods, played by Reese Witherspoon in the film and then by Laura Bell Bundy in the original Broadway production, is a blonde bombshell from Beverly Hills who decides to follow her ex-boyfriend to Harvard Law School in the hopes of winning him back. She's constantly underestimated, and that's what the story is all about, according to director W.T. McRae, subverting expectations and challenging preconceived notions of womanhood.
And so you expect it not to be serious. You know, we underestimate Elle Woods because of pervasive cultural ideas about what being a woman is, what being a man is, what being serious looks like. If you can be a pink-clad valley girl who loves fashion and still be a serious, shrewd lawyer.
McRae has been with the Sitka Fine Arts Camp for 12 years and directed all 7 of their musical theater productions. He says that while Legally Blonde is full of high-energy material, the student performers, many of whom plan to pursue musical theater at a professional level, are up to the challenge.
This kid is, you know, playing somebody from Harvard and then running off stage and changing clothes and moving a set piece and coming back in and doing a feature and running off stage and changing clothes. You know, the tracks are busy. Mm-hmm. It is 2 hours of work for every student at a high level of output.
Summer Rae Coons from Anchorage plays Elle Woods' confidant, Paulette, a nail technician who meets the young law student at an emotional low. Woods shows up at her salon, planning to dye her hair brown in order to be taken more seriously.
Paulette convinces her that, you know, she doesn't need to change herself and that she can, you know, find other ways to get where she wants to go. And throughout the story, Paulette has her own transformation where she kind of comes to the realization that she's also super awesome and that she doesn't really need to dim her shine, I guess, to make other people happy.
Coons says the show delivers an important message to young people.
This show has a lot of very adult topics, talking about like women's place in the workplace and like sexuality and things like that. And I hope that they can see that people our age can handle these kind of topics and that we can really, like, we deserve to have a voice in this type of conversation.
Including what McRae calls a prescient moment at the climax of the show when Woods encounters workplace harassment.
It's a very light, poppy show, and then there's a very hard moment when Elle Woods faces her mentor that has the keys to her legal career, and he tries to kiss her. It's like, it is what we're seeing in the Me Too movement. It is the story we're hearing again and again. This is what happens to women who are trying to build careers that they deserve.
But McRae and the performers say that while the show's deeper message will hopefully resonate with the audience, there's still plenty of fun to be had.
You know, I believe our lives are hard enough. The musical was built to just take you away for a couple hours to some other place where you can sing and dance and feel great, and it's going to do that.
So, Courtney, take your break. Maybe go see a show while you're at it. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.